Hey everyone, welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we are tackling a beast of a conversation. We watched the two-hour sit-down between Catherine Austin Fitz, legendary publisher of the Solari Report, and Simon Dixon, the Bitcoin OG and author of Bank to the Future.
And John, this wasn't just a chat about crypto prices. This was a masterclass on how the world really works. They covered everything. The financial panopticon, the hidden role of stablecoins in saving the U.S. debt market, and why any war between the U.S., China, or anyone else the legacy media want to scare you with might not be what it looks like.
Yeah, the title, The Financial Panopticon, really sets the stage. It's deep stuff. So let's jump right into the big picture. Simon lays out this idea of the financial industrial complex. What is that?
Right. So the thought is that our governments, whether it's Trump in the US, Starmer in the UK, or Macron in France, aren't really running the show. They answer to lobbies. And the most powerful lobby isn't the military anymore. It's the financial industrial complex. These are the asset managers, like BlackRock, the banks, and the money printers.
And what blew my mind was his take on the factions. He says there's a tension right now between three groups: the military-industrial complex, who want war, the technical-industrial complex, who want surveillance and AI, and the financial guys with their usual self-interest.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. The financial industrial complex wants a multipolar world. They don't want a US empire anymore. They want regional blocs like BRICS and the GCC, Gulf states, so they can trade with everyone. They're actually negotiating the managed decline of the US dollar to turn it into just a regional currency.
That explains why he says the war with China is fake. He called it Siamese twins having a war. It breaks everything if they actually fight. Instead, it's a transition.
Speaking of transitions, let's talk about the Genius Act. This was a huge part of the info we listened to.
Yes. In this 2026 timeline they're discussing, there is this Genius Act passed under the Trump administration. Basically, it allows banks to turn their reserves at the Fed into stablecoins.
Yes, it's a bailout disguised as tech innovation. The U.S. government has $10 trillion in debt to roll over. They can't find enough buyers, so they use stablecoins. If you get everyone in the world using U.S. dollar stablecoins, like Tether or USDC, on their phones, then you have billions of people soaking up that U.S. Treasury debt.
Wow, it's like a reverse IMF. Instead of the IMF forcing U.S. Treasury-based debt on countries, you have Gulf states and regular people buying up U.S. debt via these digital dollar coins. It keeps the fiat game going a little longer.
But it comes with a hook, right? This is where the panopticon comes in. If money becomes programmable, which stablecoins and central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, are, they can control how you spend it. They can attach conditions, like a social credit score, to it.
Correct. And that brings us to the Peter Thiel Ripple segment of the piece. Did you catch that documentary clip they played in the middle?
I did. It was a stark shift in tone. They basically argued that while Bitcoin was the diversion, companies like Ripple, XRP, and Palantir, Peter Thiel's data company, were building the actual rails for this new digital order. The argument is that Ripple was chosen years ago to be the payment rail for this centralized control grid.
Which leads us to the most important part for the listeners: Bitcoin. We know Simon Dixon is a massive Bitcoin proponent, but he warns we now have a distinction in play between financialized Bitcoin versus bearer asset Bitcoin.
This is the key takeaway. If you own Bitcoin through an ETF like BlackRock's, or if you excessively borrow against your Bitcoin, you're just feeding the beast. You're giving the financial complex the collateral they need to control the price and the system.
His advice was simple. Self-custody most of your asset base. Hold your own keys. Treat it as an insurance policy against the system, not a casino chip to get rich quick.
And finally, I loved how they ended on a human note. After 2 hours of discussing global conspiracies and financial weapons, Simon's solution wasn't buy more guns. It was build community.
Yeah. Even with all this sophisticated high-level thought, don't forget to touch grass, support local farmers, and realize that while this decades-old system is evil, most people are good. They are a part of the system, not intentional actors.
Absolutely. The system wants you addicted, isolated, and fearful. The act of rebellion is being self-sufficient, holding your own assets, and actually talking to your neighbors, something the DBM community has been a proponent of for many years. Realize the problem, educate yourself on the solutions, and apply the necessary time it takes to wean yourself away from the system.
Well said. If you want to understand why the economy feels so weird and where crypto is actually going, you have to apply this knowledge. Of course, we recommend the DBM Wealth Builder series as a neat one-stop solution to our listeners. See the show notes to access. Okay, folks, that's all for now. See you next time for another value-packed podcast.